You're listening to SBS News.
Norma Higginson sits by her dining table, sipping tea out of a Jubilee teacup. Next to it is a tea set bought from a shop beside Buckingham Palace, along with photos, magazines covering the royals, and a cushion in the shape of a crown. She holds a photo of her meeting the Queen in 1992 at Sydney's Town Hall and tells us about how it happened.
He said to me, "Madam, would you like to go through?" And he pulled the barricade away and let me through. And I was waiting at the bottom of the steps. And of course, the Queen came over to me. She could see that I was waiting for her.
The 95-year-old moved to Junee in the New South Wales Riverina region in 1954, crossing paths with the Queen on her way back from the area. That was the first time she saw the monarch.
We were coming to Australia and the Queen and Philip were going back home. And we passed and we sent greetings to the Queen and Philip.
The Queen and Prince Philip were departing from a trip to Australia, covering 57 cities and regional towns across all states and territories, bar the Northern Territory, including Dubbo, Hobart, Kalgoorlie and Wagga Wagga.
Wagga, central city of the Riverina, prepares its royal welcome to a young and lovely sovereign and her husband. At the Royal Australian Air Force Aerodrome, Forest Hill, officials take up their positions as the royal plane makes a perfect landing. Her Majesty has arrived in Wagga.
That ABC broadcast a play-by-play commentary of the visit, spending more than 2 hours in town and being shown Wagga's finest. It had been planned for months, and Wayne Doubleday, manager of Charles Sturt University's Regional Archives, says the time was extended for a love of the locals.
The Queen actually requested the driver, rather than doing just one lap around all the school children, she wanted to do two laps around so that all the children would be able to see her and wave.
Wagga's current acting mayor, Jenny McKinnon, says the visit was momentous and is still savoured by locals.
It's brilliant for Wagga that Wagga was chosen on the first ever trip by a royal to Australia. For the Queen to come here, she showed a real interest on that trip in inland Australia. She went to the big regional places in lots of states.
Regional towns and cities like Wagga Wagga have named ovals and streets visited by the Queen in her honour and are already feeling her loss. Official buildings and scouts halls have photos of the Queen, and buildings like Romano's Pub on Wagga's main street has a symbol of the crown above its door, proving the monarch walked in. We spoke to some Wagga residents outside the showgrounds the couple visited about what it meant.
It would have been very significant, yeah, huge, for a little old Wagga.
It's a very sad day yesterday that she passed away. Yeah, it would have been a highlight for Wagga.
There's still a devotion to the Queen, but everyone we ask says they're open to the new king. Ms McKinnon says it's part of the Aussie spirit to welcome him.
There's a lot of sadness because of that feeling of connection with the Queen. But also a lot of goodwill towards the new king as well. A lot of feeling that we've just really got to give him a fair go.
Norma's also looking forward to King Charles III. Pointing to a magazine cover of his face, she says,
"That's my boyfriend. I like him very much. Oh, we've had meetings from time to time, which is good. And he's a country boy."
She's among many in the Riverina hoping he'll return to the country on his first trip here as king. Krishani Danji, SBS News.